Well, we're now in our 40 days of Lent and days of penance and fasting and days of fervent prayer. And today, though, we also have another number 40, 40 martyrs this time. They were known as the Thundering Legions. They fought for the Roman Empire, but they were all Christians. And some of the bravest of the soldiers that existed at that time and were famous for very great military victories. But nonetheless, after one of their great victories, they were called in. And this whole legion of these soldiers, and they were told they must sacrifice to the pagan gods and idols of Rome. And then the 40 came. These 40 individual men, they came up to their superior and said, professed boldly, we are Christians, and we will not do that. And then, of course, you know how it goes. The government, if you will, of Rome, the leaders of Rome said that if you do this, then we'll give you honors and preferments, and you'll have high honors in our government and all of the rest. And then, of course, it didn't work, and their only response was, the 40 martyrs, their response was that you can give us no greater dignity or greater honors than that you would cause us to lose if we did not profess our faith. And so then they were, because that didn't work, then they were threatened with all sorts of punishments. And of course, they said, no, we still will not sacrifice to your pagan idols. And then they were taken and they were scourged and then finally put into jail for a while. And again, the superiors came back and told them they must sacrifice now or else be punished and put to death. While they refused once more, these brave soldiers, truly not only soldiers of Rome, but more importantly, soldiers of Christ, and by confirmation, and they certainly used their gift of fortitude. So they were all taken, and in Armenia, that's where all of this took place. It was March, and at that time of the year up there was extremely cold, bitterly cold, and all the winds were coming from the north. And so it was bitterly cold. And they were taken, and once more they refused to sacrifice to the idols. And then they were told as their punishment that they would have a slow death, not a fast one. They wanted to give them time to change their mind and give up Christianity to sacrifice to the idols. So they were told, you'll be put out on a frozen pond and you'll be stripped, and then you'll be placed on the frozen pond, and there you will stay until you freeze to death, till all of your blood freezes inside of you, and you die a very slow and very painful death. Well, they gladly received the news, cheerfully and joyfully, and they stripped themselves, and they went out onto the ice freely, and there they stood. And their one prayer to God was this. I don't remember the exact words, but it was to this effect that we are now 40, and we wish to remain 40, and we wish to have 40 crowns in heaven. And they begged God to make all 40 of them to persevere. Well, there they were on the ice and suffering very, very greatly, as you can imagine. And all the while, just across on the other shore was a nice hot bathtub. And they were told, all you have to do is give up your faith and offer a sacrifice, and you can go right into the hot baths and warm yourselves and save your life. Well, all of them resisted for a while. And then at a certain point, one of them defected. And he got up off the ice, he went over to the other side, and he promised the guards that he would do whatever they wanted him to do. And so they accepted his offer, and they allowed him to go into the bath. And right away, this apostate from Catholicism, as a punishment from God and a warning to everyone, he died on the spot. perhaps even, most likely, losing his soul to save his life. And then, all the while, one of the guards who stood by the back, he was noticing angels descending from heaven and bringing the martyrs these beautiful gifts, and they even say crowns. But he noticed there were 39 crowns that were descending, but there was still one more that was there and no one had. So the guard, he recognized what this was and saw the beauty of the angels and the rewards that these martyrs would be given. And so he, on the spot, he converted to Christianity. He stripped himself of his clothes and he ran out onto the ice to die with the other martyrs. And he was one of the 40 martyrs. And you see how God works sometimes in very mysterious ways. He'll permit one person to defect for someone else to take his place. We see that with Judas and how another apostle took his place later on. But in any case, the next day, these men had all frozen to death, except for one. He was the youngest of all of these martyrs and these soldiers. He was still living, just barely, but he was still living. And the soldiers noticed that and they let him go. They were going to carry the rest of the bodies off to have them burned and to have their ashes thrown into a river, or what have you. And the one man was still alive and they weren't going to take him and burn him. But his mother was there, this young soldier's mother. Do you know what she did? She went against motherly instinct and did the more perfect, what a mother should really be, to care more for the children's soul than for their bodily welfare. She looked at him, and you can imagine tears just streaming down her face, perhaps, perhaps not. She was a strong mother. And the son looked up. And with as much emotion as he could, just gave her a sign, don't worry about me, I'll be fine. And then she encouraged him to persevere to the end, to become a martyr, and that in just a few moments' time, he would be before the face of Almighty God. And then, with all the fortitude of the Holy Ghost, she picks up her son, and she places his body on the wagon with all the other martyrs, to be taken off and to be burned. And that was at the inspiration of the Holy Ghost. And so it was that he died with his 40 companions and earned his eternal crown in heaven. Now, we're in these 40 days of Lent. Much suffering comes our way, whether it's inflicted on us by our Holy Mother, the Church, in the way of fasting and penance, or whether it's just your day-to-day crosses or sufferings, what have you, they're all there. We all have sufferings. We should always look to the martyrs. But where did they get their courage? We find that in today's Mass of the lance and the nails. It's the crucifix, the passion of our Lord. That is where they received all of their strength. If you're ever going to complain in any of your sufferings, kneel before a crucifix and complain, if you can. And think of all of our Lord's suffering, the great pain that he endured, the thirst and the hunger and the bloodshed, everything that he endured. Think of that first, and then complain of your sufferings. See, that's where that was the source of all their strength, and how they were able to bear their crosses so very well. So think of that today. And all through Lent, the crucifix, the lance, the nails, the crown of thorns, and all of these special instruments of the Passion that we'll be honoring on these Fridays of Lent. Think of all of that. And let us imitate the virtue of fortitude that all of our martyrs, our predecessors in the faith, practiced in their lives. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.